Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood cheerleader for all things awesome, especially on those days when awesome feels a little out of reach. We've all been there, right? You wake up feeling like you're wading through mud, or maybe the world just decided to hit the snooze button on kindness today. But guess what? Even on those low mood days, we can still be our own best friend. Today, we're diving into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion and understanding. Ever felt like you were your own harshest critic? Like a tiny voice in your head just won't let up with the negativity? Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. But here's the truth bomb, treating ourselves with the same kindness we'd offer a friend can make a world of difference. So, what does it actually mean to be self-compassionate? Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend is having a rough day. What do? You probably offer words of encouragement, maybe a listening ear, and definitely no judgment, right? Well, that's exactly what we need to do for ourselves on those low mood days. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when practicing self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This is huge. It's okay to feel down, frustrated, or even angry sometimes. Bottling up emotions only makes them fester. Instead, acknowledge them, say, "Hey, I'm feeling a bit blah today," and give yourself permission to have those feelings. You're human, after all. 2. Practice self-kindness. When you catch that inner critic chirping away, try gently redirecting it. Instead of saying, "I messed up again," say something like, "Everyone makes mistakes, this is a learning opportunity." Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you'd offer to someone you love. Remember, be your own cheerleader. 3. Remember that you're not alone. This one is super important. We all have those low mood days, even the seemingly perfect people on Instagram, trust me. Knowing that everyone goes through this can help ease the feeling of isolation and remind you that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. 4. Focus on what you can control. When you're feeling down, it's easy to get caught up in all the things you can't change. Instead, shift your focus to what you can control, your actions, your thoughts, and your reactions. Take a walk, listen to some music, or spend time with someone who makes you feel good. 5. Celebrate your strengths. It's easy to dwell on our perceived weaknesses, but we all have amazing strengths and talents. Make a list of your accomplishments, big or small, and remind yourself of what makes you awesome. You deserve to celebrate your wins. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was prepping for a major presentation at work, and everything seemed to be going wrong. My computer crashed, I lost my notes, and I just felt overwhelmed. I started berating myself internally, "Laura, what are you doing? You're supposed to be the professional." But then I stopped, took a deep breath, and reminded myself that it was okay to feel stressed. I acknowledged that things were tough, but I also focused on what I could control, revising my presentation quickly, staying calm during the delivery, and learning from the experience. Guess what? It turned out great. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't about being complacent or ignoring our shortcomings. It's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, especially when we stumble. By embracing self-compassion, we can navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and even a little bit of that inner glow. So, here's your call to action. What's one small act of self-compassion you can do today? Maybe it's taking a few minutes for yourself, writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or simply saying, "It's okay," when those negative thoughts creep in. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, starting with your own. Join me tomorrow for another dose of motivation and let's keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.